Thanks for hitting play. If you love exploring how to do school different so you can make a legendary impact on your campus, then you're in the right place. I'm Danny Bauer, and this is the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, the original ruckus makers show for visionary leaders, innovators, and rebels in education. Thanks to ruckus makers just like you, this podcast ranks in the top 0.5% of over 3 million worldwide shows. In today's show, I speak with Dave Maffa, a proud member of the Ruckus Maker Mastermind. And you'll love this show because, listen, it talks about how Dave has grown. He's going to discuss some things like building trust within his school, how to overcome feelings of overwhelm and busyness, and exciting results that he's created, like starting a PTO at his school with the help of his fellow mastermind members. Here's the thing. Maybe the Ruckus Maker Mastermind is right for you. If you're leading in isolation and you would benefit from connecting with a community of leaders that get it, that get exactly what you're going through, but they want to do school different. They want to innovate. They want to challenge the status quo. They want to design the future of school. Then maybe we're the right community for you. Yeah, we talk about how we serve school leaders, but most importantly is the idea that leading in isolation is not sustainable. So at the end of the day, get connected somewhere. Maybe it's the Ruckus Maker Mastermind. Maybe it's somewhere else, but stop leading alone. Like I said, thanks again for listening and making this show a success. And we'll be here next with the main conversation after a few messages from our show sponsors. Hey, Ruckus Maker, I'll make this quick. If you're listening to this message right now, you're missing out. When you subscribe to the Ruckus Maker newsletter on Substack, you get access to microbooks focused on how to do school different, tools and other resources that will help you make a ruckus and do school different, stories and case studies of the world's most legendary ruckus makers of all time, access to my calendar to schedule coaching sessions, and you'll also get bonus podcast content that won't be released on the main podcast feed and podcast episodes without any advertisements. So if you love this show, if it's helped you grow, and you want access to more tools and resources that will help you make a ruckus and do school different, then become a paid subscriber at ruckusmakers.substack.com. That's ruckusmakers.substack.com. As a principal with so much to do, you might be thinking constantly, where do I even start? It's a good question. And that's why I created a 12-month principal checklist just for you. When you download it for free, you're going to get a 12-month checklist that identifies general tasks that every campus will want to do each month. But the checklist also includes space where you can write campus-specific items and two opportunities to reflect on what worked and what you want to continue doing and what didn't work and what you want to change or improve. When you take action on this checklist for a year, you will have built a leadership playbook for your school and you won't have to reinvent the wheel or feel like a first-year principal all over again. Go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/principal-checklist to download for free right now. Over 1 million teachers rely on IXL because it's empowering. It helps them make better decisions with reliable data, and it adapts instruction based on student performance. Get started today at IXL.com/leaders. That's IXL.com/leaders. How would you like to increase student talk by an average of 40%? More student ownership, more student discourse. Check it out for yourself by trying out TeachFX. Go to teachfx.com/betterleaders to pilot their program today. When you work with Quest Food Management Services, you're going to feel good about the food you serve your students. That's because the food is real and it's made from scratch and locally sourced. Learn more about Quest Food Management Services at questfms.com or follow Quest Food on social media. That's questfms.com. All right, and we're back with Dave Maffa. Now, we spoke to him last episode, right? He's the principal at Holy Cross Preparatory Academy and just a brilliant, generous, all-around awesome leader. And so if you didn't check out that episode, I'll point you back in that direction. But this is the second episode we're doing, and we're here to talk about Dave's mastermind experience. So Dave, welcome back, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be back.
Yeah, definitely. So can you tell me, what was life in leadership like before you joined the Ruckus Maker Mastermind?
I don't want to say lonely, but lonely is the word I would use. One of my mentors earlier on when I first started taking administrative jobs had said to me,
"Yeah,
be ready for the fact that it's an isolating seat." And that's definitely what I found a little bit of. I was lucky that I had a great team where I was, like my immediate team. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, it is a little bit of a lonely position, especially at a private school where you don't have a district even. So it's not like you have other assistant principals,
right,
principals or anything in a district to collaborate with. It's just your immediate school and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it was before the mastermind.
Wow. I never even thought of that because most of my experience, I went to a Catholic school growing up, but all my teaching and administrative experience has been in the public setting. So just to reflect back, I guess when you're in a private setting, depending on the size of the network or whatever, you know, your private system is, that could be, I'm hearing, even more isolating because it's just at school potentially.
Yeah. And there's certainly people in the building you can bounce ideas off of and people you work with and form good working relationships, friendships with, but it is limited to the building. And our building was particularly small. So even
right.
that, a very small staff. And
yeah.
we're not even a diocesan school. It's an independent school. So there's not even any network outside of the school itself.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Thanks for sharing that. I didn't realize it, and that's super helpful to know. So there's the isolation piece, but I'm curious, was there another challenge or struggle around leadership that had you looking for something like the mastermind?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, a lot of it was also trying to find people to collaborate with. You know, I thought I had really good ideas.
You do.
Everyone thinks their ideas are great.
They are.
But finding somebody to kind of either validate those ideas or poke holes in them and tell you where to improve them. And I think that's what I was looking for, is somebody to kind of, you know, that sharpen that knife a little bit and get me to a point where I can, you know, if I still think something's great and it's not, like, tell me. Or if I think something's great and it is, and you think, hey, if you tweak this or that, it could be really great. I'd like
right.
to know that too. So finding people to kind of bounce those things off of it and kind of create my leadership personality.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. So that was a challenge, getting that type of feedback, especially in such a sort of smaller system. And was there like a number one goal you wanted to achieve in addition to what we just discussed? I'm curious.
I certainly, like, my goal was to grow as a leader, certainly. Oh, that's the main thing, which is partly what we are just discussing there, but also then to find out how to best continue that growth, right? So it's not just, wasn't just about like finding people to bounce ideas off of, but also being the idea that if I'm going to have this role, I want to have a leadership role that continues to grow and continues to get better and isn't just about collaborating on ideas, but how do I identify professional developments or books to read, things to look into to kind of expand my own ideas and horizons. And
yeah,
that's where I think having the mastermind, bringing that as part of the discussion beyond just the collaboration, it's ways to put all of us off of our comfort level a little bit and read something
yeah.
different or something that helps us all grow in that regard.
Got it. Awesome. That's super cool. You're obviously very invested in your growth. In addition to your mastermind, what were you trying out, if anything?
Awesome. A lot of like just independent research. Like I was looking things up.
Yeah,
I did actually just before joining the mastermind. I think it was probably part of the process of joining because somebody had reached out to me and invited me to join the mastermind personally. And from that invitation, it kind of sparked my mind of how come I'm not like cold calling, reaching out to people who I think might be helpful to me to help me learn and grow.
Interesting. Yeah.
And then I did. So after that, the next week, I actually just reached out to somebody who I knew was a school leader at another private school like half hour from here. And it's just kind of out of the blue. Hey, I'm Dave. I'm pretty new in school leadership.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in catching up or talking at some point? And at this point now, that's somebody who I've kept in communication with for a year and a half. And we still have occasional phone calls, Zoom meetings, emails.
Right.
And it's become somebody who I can really like rely on as someone just to talk school leadership with.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I need to add it to my calendar type of thing. And I try every 2 weeks to call all the coaches within the mastermind. I mean, we have internal meetings and that kind of stuff, but just to check in on family and that kind of thing. And then if you know Jethro Jones from the Transformative Principle, he and I actually speak every other Friday too. And we've been doing that for years. And just because we're in a similar space, right? And to share things that are working and whatever. So yeah, that's pretty cool that you're doing that as well. So it sounds like you found out about the mastermind, not because of the podcast or my blog or books, but somebody invited you. Was that Gene who invited you? I'm taking a guess, but yeah.
Yeah, Gene, who is my son's elementary school principal. So
okay.
I knew him tangentially just through the community.
Yeah.
And then he kind of approached me and was like, I know you're a principal or assistant principal at the time at
right.
school kind of in the area. Would you have any interest in joining this group I'm a part of? So I really knew nothing about it. I talked to him on the phone for a while about it. Then I did a kind of trial session. I joined in with one of their evenings and did the mastermind for a night with them and really loved it. And right away took it to my president and said, hey, can I use some of our professional development funding to help me grow as a leader and get me into this
yeah.
program full time? And they supported me 100% right away in doing it, which was awesome.
Awesome. What was it about that visit, right, that made you say, oh, I need to advocate for myself and try to make this happen?
Well, for the first session, right away, the tone was great. It was, you know, people from all over the country, which was really cool.
Yeah.
I'd never been part of any PD groups that really branched too far out of this area.
Sure.
So the fact that we had people from the West Coast, the middle of the country, the East Coast, from all over. So you kind of got a lot of different perspectives and different roles too. So people who worked at like a central office district level, like building principals, assistant principals, Catholic schools,
yeah,
public schools. Like the group was a very diverse group, which I liked hearing all the different perspectives because it was new stuff to me. But they were just also super welcoming. They were like the nicest people. There was a lot of laughter. Like we were joking around. Like it didn't feel like you were working for an hour. It felt like you were just hanging out with your friends after work, talking about work for an hour or so. And that made it like, well, if I can do that and get better by doing that, that's a pretty easy lift. Like it's a fun thing, something to look forward to, not something to have to like go to like a class.
Yeah. We work really hard not to crush your soul while you experience the mastermind. So I'm glad that's working for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really, really super interesting. Did you have any reservations or fears about joining prior to?
I mean, my biggest fear was only really the time commitment was, you know, I didn't want to do it if I was only going to be halfway in.
Yep.
I didn't want to just put one foot in and not really commit to being part of the team. Because I also know a big part of being successful within a group like that is I've got to commit to the other people in the group that I'm going to show up and that I'm going to be there. Because it's not always going to be about me. It's about them too and that side of it. So I didn't want to make sure that it worked with my schedule. So I had to take it home to my family first to make sure that they were on board with the fact that now, you know, this hour of each week I would be committing to doing this.
Yeah.
And they were 100% supportive. Like there wasn't even a question. So
awesome. Yeah, can you tell me a little bit more? So, I mean, it is, if somebody listening doesn't know, but it's pretty much a weekly experience and we meet on Zoom for an hour. We've been doing that since 2015. But for somebody who's leading a school currently, like, how do you think about that hour of time? And since that could have been a challenge.
Well, for me, it was thinking about it from the side of it's an hour of time that I probably would spend thinking about work stuff
mm-hmm.
somewhere in my day anyway, right? So it's
okay.
Part of it is just being smart about my time management. Then I figured if I'm going to set this hour of time aside to work on myself and then, you know, as a byproduct of that, the school,
right?
Then that's an hour later at night that I'm not going to work. Like I'll cut my work so that I'm not doing work later at night because I'm counting this as an hour of work. I did do work that was important. And it's about really just setting that clear boundary in my own head and in my own schedule. So that I didn't end up doing things later and consider this like a recreational activity that was different.
Right. Yeah. And so that hour should produce fruit. There should be a clear like return on investment. So,
and there is. I mean, I've come out of mastermind meetings regularly with stuff that then I bring and put right into action in a PD the next week for my faculty.
Yeah.
So, you know, because of that, I feel like it's very legitimately a working hour that helps me with what's happening in the building, even though it is enjoyable, it's fun, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, we throw a lot at you, and I'm sure you've implemented quite a bit, but can you remember any specific things like that you grabbed and then implemented?
Yeah. I mean, apart from all of like the hot seat type activities where I've been able to legitimately bounce ideas off of people, but one of the big things I've used is a lot of the opening activities that we do in the mastermind group are things that then, if they relate to a topic that I know is on our PD calendar, then I'll take that and sub it right into the opening activity for my PD at school here for the day that we're going to talk about something similar. So like there was a day that we were doing something related to a little bit of like a very surface level inclusive conversation kind of PD, talking a lot about like identity questions and getting to know people. And there was a video we had used as an introductory thing for the mastermind session and just some reflective questions on it that I was like, well, that is a perfect segue into what I wanted to do in this PD. I'm going to take that and I'm going to use that as my intro for the PD also. And that was really nice that I didn't have to think about that at work then the next week of how am I going to start the PD? It was set. It was done. I had everything.
Awesome. And were there any surprises when you joined the mastermind? Like, oh, I didn't know it'd be like this.
There was definitely surprises in the sense of some of the time that it gets a little bit more like laid back and relaxed and we can just joke around with each other in a way that, you know, it's not all work. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, and even like before everyone's, you know, winter break, we had a mastermind session where everyone kind of said, look, we know it's right before everyone's break. Do we want to meet? Do we not want to meet? Or do we want to meet and just make it like a game night where we're not going to go over anything, but someone's going to, you know, run like a trivia thing or something for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
We just went with that. We just hung out and made up something. So the things like that, that I didn't expect it to become that communal in that regard, which was awesome though, because it makes it then more fruitful in the other way too.
Yeah. I need to talk to Gene. Where's my invite for trivia night? They're always, the coaches want me to come and work and teach and do something. And I'm like, I could have played a game. That would have been awesome. But that's really cool. And what I love about that is the groups have a lot of, I think, autonomy and space to make it their own. And so that's really cool that you all innovated that and made it fun. And I think school leadership, it's a very important job. Obviously, the stakes are high and it's serious work, but we don't have to take ourselves so seriously all the time. So I'm glad, right, that this, you get results, but it's also fun to be a part of. That's really pretty neat.
Have you read Executive Functions for Every Classroom yet? It's a game-changing resource that can help you transform every classroom on your campus and your students' lives. If you have any teachers who are struggling to engage their students, then Executive Functions for Every Classroom is the book for you. This groundbreaking book will equip you and your teachers with the tools to help students develop foundational executive functioning skills, enabling them to plan, focus attention, remembering instructions, and juggle multiple tasks successfully. Executive Functions for Every Classroom is a game changer, and it's here to help you take your school to the next level. Visit organizebinder.com/book and click on the link to order a copy for everybody on your staff. Let's do school different together. Head over to organizebinder.com/book and get your copies today. In post-pandemic classrooms, student talk is crucial. And when classrooms come alive with conversation, teachers and students both thrive. TeachFX helps teachers make it happen. The TeachFX instructional coaching app provides insights into student talk, effective questions, and classroom conversation quality. TeachFX professional development complements the app and empowers teachers with best practices for generating meaningful student discourse. Teachers using TeachFX increase their student talk by an average of 40%. Imagine that, 40% more ownership over the class by students. Ruckus makers can pilot TeachFX with their teachers. Visit teachfx.com/betterleaders to learn how. That's teachfx.com/betterleaders. For some students, the meal or two you serve them, that's going to be it. That's what they get for the day, which means we've got to get this right. Quest Food Management Services elevates the student dining experience, serving scratch-made meals using high-quality ingredients that are sourced locally and responsibly. Now, you might be thinking, okay, Danny, I get it. The food's high quality, but do the students eat it and enjoy it? Bottom line, students love the food. And Quest is one of the fastest growing companies in the school food service industry and has been consistently ranked in the top 50 food service providers by Food Management Magazine. Learn more about Quest Food Management Services at questfms.com or follow Quest Food on social media. That's questfms.com.
So you had to figure out funding. There was the hour each week. Is there anything else in terms of that made it hard potentially to quote unquote use the mastermind?
For me, honestly, the other hardest part is just, it's almost just a weird situation of the fact that I'm in a private school and so much of a private school is marketing and perception and trying to market your school.
Yeah.
And so when I go into a group where there are other principals and people in this group from my area too, really having to buy in and trust the fact, all right, this is a safe space where we're all talking from this level. I'm not worried that what I say here about a problem I'm trying to deal with at my school is going to be something right. that you're going to then take out to the community. And now we lose enrollment because there's this idea out there about our school. So it's almost was just having to really trust from my end, because it was, of course, true within the group, but I had to buy into that and trust that this really was going to be that kind of safe space where I could do that. I mean, I've been in it for a long time now and there's never been an issue. It's not even a question. So,
right. Yeah. That's because they don't want the chief ruckus maker and his army of assassins to show up on your door if you don't keep things private. That is, that trust, that psychological safety is so important. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Leaders need a space to share when they've messed up, when they don't know what the next step is. Because if you think about that, you know, within a district, it's really hard to have that conversation with a supervisor who's evaluating you or a board or whatever. And that doesn't help you figure it out, right? It just makes it worse. So where do you go where you could say like, this is the real stuff. What can I do? And to have that kind of assistance, right? And support is super invaluable. So, okay, cool. Thanks for bringing that up. This may seem like a weird question, but I always ask it because there's some interesting, sometimes interesting stories on the other side of it. Did you ever feel like you wanted to quit? And if so, how did you overcome it?
I would say the only time that I would feel like I wanted to quit was when, just because of other things going on in my own personal life and work life, overwhelmed with time and busyness. And I'm thinking, really, am I going to spend this time at night doing this instead? And so I definitely did have that thought at one point where maybe I just need to, and not even quit, but take a break and come back some other time when things calm down, but things don't calm down. So, you know, that whole mindset is
right.
kind of a flawed mindset, because there's always going to be something. And it's just about how am I prioritizing my time and what do I see as most important? So I think for me, it came down to, I don't need to step out of it entirely to feel like it's not an extra thing to do. If it's something that I really need to spend that hour doing something else, people in my group at this point would understand enough that I could say, hey, I'm not going to make this week. That's fine. And I think being okay with that made me feel okay with, all right, well, I'm going to keep going. And then unless I really physically am unable to do this for an extended period of time, there's no reason for me to jump out just because I'm a little overwhelmed. You know, I can take it week by week, day by day.
Yeah, right. Yep, got it. It's so interesting. I'm glad you pointed out it never slows down, right? So it's really an adjustment of mindset in realizing, oh, this is actually an hour for me, you know, and it is fun and it gives me energy versus depletes me and that kind of thing. So cool. How about the most exciting result you ever achieved? What would you consider that?
That's tough because I do think that I've gotten a lot of good things from it. right now, I mean, because it's pressing or it's top of mind right now, one of the things I got out of the mastermind was having the group help me come up with how to create and start a PTO. I suppose, not an official parents organization of any kind. And it was definitely something that was a pain point for the students and the parents that like we needed something. And I had surveyed the parents and they felt very clearly that we needed something, but I didn't have experience starting a PTO or what to do with it. So I crowdsourced that information by taking it to my mastermind group as a hot seat topic of tell me how your PTOs run. What kind of bylaws do you guys use? What type of information would I need? And people sent me tons of stuff and then even set me up with like meetings with their PTO presidents so that I could learn from them. And then now at this point, we have established a PTO at our school and it's really in its infancy, but it's up and running at least. And we have executive board members and it's starting so that for the future students here, they'll have a parent support group that can do a lot of awesome things in the school that I think would have been beneficial, you know, years before as well. And now others will get to see that kind of come to fruition.
That's fascinating. It's so fascinating you bring that up because I think a lot of people would just assume every campus has some type of parent organization. And then if you find yourself leading a campus that doesn't, what do you do, right? That's like most people just think, oh, it's there. So the fact that you had this group and you could say, hey, what are the bylaws? How do you organize? And this kind of stuff. And now you're getting one up and running. Very fascinating. Thank you for sharing that. Any other type of milestones that you think are relevant you'd like to share?
I do think that another element of working with the working with the mastermind that has helped me here at the school is managing. It's my first year as a principal. So there's a lot of things that I am experiencing for the first time that there are others that have experienced already, or at least they know what I'm going through to some degree. So when I have questions or things catch me off guard, it's helpful to be able to bring that to the group and say, this seemed a little crazy. And, you know, without fail, there's a whole group of people there who say like, oh, I remember that and this and that. And all of a sudden I have a bunch of other perspective and I feel like, all right, I'm going to get through this then too. They got through this and they're doing great.
Yeah, yeah.
It helps me kind of anticipate problems better to be able to bounce things off of people who have done it before. So I think especially as a young administrator or a new administrator, someone who, you know, I've been an assistant principal before this, but once you're in the principal seat, there's things that come up you didn't even know about.
Yeah, it's a little different.
So having that is, I think it's very, very helpful in this type of a situation.
Right. Yeah. Cool. That's so good. And I love to say that the hot seat, but it's not just the hot seat, you know, even through book discussion or tips of the week or whatever, it helps leaders become more proactive. Because you are a part of this robust conversation saying, okay, these are things I should be planning for. I didn't even realize this is a thing in education, you know, and now you have an awareness about it. So it doesn't catch you off guard as much.
Yeah. And even from the sense of like, you know, if it's not it's someone else on the hot seat, the thing they're bringing up might be something that 100% relates to something I'm dealing with right then.
Right.
So hearing everyone's feedback to that ends up helping me.
Yeah.
But I mean, especially for somebody who's new and, you know, you're in the weeds and you can get overwhelmed so fast, or you just feel like you start to have maybe the imposter syndrome of, should I really be in this position? Or if any of that stuff starts to come up, I think the beginning of the sessions when we go through like wins of the week, that's huge for somebody in this type of position to purposefully take time to reflect on, oh, what was something really good I did last week too?
Yeah.
And that just brings you into a really positive mental space.
Yeah. Awesome. Leaders need to slow down. That's our space is unabashedly pro-principal, right? And there's not going to be a lot of places that are just for you, Team Dave, wanting you to succeed no matter what. And the mastermind is certainly that. So how would you say life and leadership is different now? And why is that important?
I feel very confident in what I do. Even if it's not the right decision at the end of the day. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to make some wrong decisions or make some mistakes, but I feel confident in taking action and the actions that I do because I know that even if it doesn't go well, I'm going to have the ability to adjust or to, you know, drop back and punt and change things. And I'm going to feel comfortable with the people I have in my corner to help me do that. So I feel very good about that element. So my confidence has improved. I also feel like I am more well-rounded. The books, I think, help a lot with that because there are some of the books that have been chosen or that we've been reading that either I wouldn't have read about that topic as much previously, or even maybe I'd completely disagree with the angle of the author, but that has gotten me thinking because now I'm reading something that I disagree with and it makes me think more about, well, why do I disagree with it? What do I think then?
Awesome. And then,
so I think those books have helped me feel way more well-rounded in my thought processes.
That's great. What a result. Cool. Now that you've had some success in the mastermind, what are you excited about next?
I am excited about taking it to the level of getting beyond some like basic implementation type of stuff as a first year principal, where it's, all right, I've done things, so I work better than others, so maybe not as much. Now I want to get to the point where I can look back at stuff that's happened and make tweaks or start to, you know, I know something you talk about, the idea of getting into like the automatic school idea of getting into having that
yes.
school that where things can run on their own a little bit more.
Yeah.
I want to help use the mastermind to help me get to that level where I can be more comfortable delegating more and getting more into people's hands that I think then I trust and just run them. And then I can actually step out and look more systems level more frequently. I think that's kind of the next step for me.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, but I'm definitely not going to get super nerdy about that. It's a new concept, this automatic school thing. There's a book that's coming out on that topic. It'll be out in about a year. Maybe by the time this show goes live, it'll be out. But in the mastermind, one way we hope to just add more value is we've rebranded the old principal success path, and now we've turned it into a 3-stage process where people learn about building their self sort of leadership and optimizing that. And I call that the lead domino stage. Second stage, the ripple effect stage. That's nurturing relationships to build a world-class culture. And then the third stage is the big picture stage, which is about systems, strategic thinking, and mental models. And when you get that all together, everybody on campus is so empowered. You get this automatic school where it's basically running itself. And that curriculum is included in mastermind membership. So I'm really excited to be developing that and offering it. And it's going to be bite-sized too. It sounds like a big idea and it is, but it's really just like a video or two per month that's easily digestible, aligned with a tool. So if you take action on the idea, you'll get the result, plus a group coaching call in case you have any questions about the idea and the tool so that we could get you to that automatic school faster. So I had no idea you'd bring that up. I didn't even know you've been paying attention. That's really exciting for me because that means, you know, it's a worthy idea. So awesome. Very, very cool. I think just in the last couple questions, what advice would you have for somebody just like you, Dave, in the same situation before you joined the mastermind? What would you tell them?
Find a network of people that you can collaborate with, that you can get support from, or that you can even support them. Like finding that network is key, and don't be afraid to put yourself out of your comfort zone to do it because it's not going to be comfortable. You know, I think it's very easy to fall back into, well, now that I'm in charge or now that I'm in a leadership role, I have to come up with all these answers and just getting stuck, you know, nose to the grindstone working on it instead of like take a step back and say, I don't. Let's find people who can help me find the answer.
Yeah. Who, not how. Awesome. If you could describe the mastermind experience in one word or one phrase, so you could have more than one word, how would you describe it?
I would use a phrase from Bart Simpson, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. All right.
That's what it comes down to. Work smarter, not harder. Why spend 6 hours a night on your own trying to solve things when you can come to a group of people for an hour, come bounce ideas off people, learn from other people, grow personally, grow professionally, and all of a sudden, everybody's better off. Work smarter, not harder.
So this is a nice sort of ending to the show because we started off talking about, you know, your private school and, you know, my first through eighth grade was in a Catholic school. I remember sixth grade basketball, right? St. Thomas of Villanova, going to practices. And just in the car, I would put on the tape and I'd listen to Do the Bart Man. Right? Like, I love that song so much, right? And I think I'm going to play it and dance a little bit to that song after the show. So thank you, Dave, for joining me. Is there anything else you want to share before signing off here?
That's pretty much it. I mean, I would definitely say thank you for, you know, creating this environment for us. I do think it is something that's been really beneficial for me personally.
Awesome. You're welcome. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for listening to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, Ruckus Maker. How would you like to lead with confidence, swap exhaustion for energy, turn your critics into cheerleaders, and so much more? The Ruckus Maker Mastermind is a world-class leadership program designed for growth-minded school leaders just like you. Go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind. Learn more about our program and fill out the application. We'll be in touch within 48 hours to talk how we can help you be even more effective. And by the way, we have cohorts that are diverse and mixed up. We also have cohorts just for women in leadership and a BIPOC-only cohort as well. When you're ready to level up, go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind and fill out the application. Thanks again for listening to the show. Bye for now and go make a ruckus.